tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Hey everyone, welcome back to AfterBuzz for another recap of Young and Hungry. This is Season 2, Episode 14, titled Young and Oh Brother. If you're not already following us or subscribed to our YouTube channel, please subscribe at AfterBuzz TV on YouTube and SoundCloud. I'm one of your hosts, Michelle Fee, and joining me today is are my lovely co-hosts. Sorry.
Hi everyone, I'm Berta Garza.
Hi guys, I'm Carly Garza.
So, what did you guys think about the episode?
I liked it. It wasn't my favorite episode, but I liked it. But Benji just bothers me.
Yeah, no, same here.
I just felt like...
He was kind of a disappointment right out of the gate.
Yeah, and Gabby was a disappointment as well because of how desperate she was acting. Yeah. Like, it bothers me that she kind of has no, like, self-control.
Right. Same here. No, I totally get that.
And so, I don't know, I feel like the situation bothered me. Because she, like, all she cared about was, like, hooking up with Benji. Mm-hmm. And even though Sophia said, like, I'm not really okay with you dating my brother. Like, just kind of don't do that. Don't go there. She just didn't really respect Sophia's. She tried to find a loophole. And that's just not okay.
Yeah. So, let's jump into it. This is our first time meeting Benji, who's Sophia's brother. Who, you know, Gabby grew up with, and...
Yeah, had they alluded to that beforehand, that they grew up together?
Mm-hmm.
I never really picked that up, or maybe I just didn't think that they'd known each other for that long.
Right.
Yeah, he was 10. So,
well, like, do we know where Gabby's from? Because Sophia and Benji were FaceTiming their parents and saying, like, oh, are they going to make me move home? So I feel like they're not from San Francisco.
No, I think that was established, I don't know, maybe a couple episodes ago. But okay. I'm not necessarily sure. I can't remember. I know that they're not from there because they're living on their own.
Yeah. You know? Some more backstory would be nice.
Yeah. I mean... I didn't know Benji grew up, or I guess Sophia, or no, Gabby grew up with Benji and Sophia until, like, later on in the episode. Mm-hmm. So, you're right. It would have been nice if we knew beforehand. But, I mean, he comes in, and from the get-go, Sophia's lying to her brother because he's, like, working for the mayor, and he has, like, this cool job, and she's kind of jobless.
Unemployed.
Yeah, she's unemployed. So, I mean, I didn't think that was going to go over well. I figured Gabby would, you know, just... tell him right off the bat, because that's kind of how she is too. Like, she kind of just
blurts it out.
Like, she blurts everything out. So
I feel like she's very I love Gabby, but she's very selfish. Like, she tells other people's stories and gossips about other people. She disobeys what her best friend tells her to do just because it's something she wants. Like, I don't know, it bothers me because I feel like she can do better and be better than that.
Right. I feel like this was kind of unlike her, too.
Yeah.
Because right when Benji walked in, she was, like, all over him. Like, you could tell she was like, I'm going to have him and he's going to be mine.
Yeah. And I feel like she kind of almost plays hard to get usually. Like, she doesn't want to be falling over the guy.
Yeah.
That's how she's always been.
Well, that and, like, she's also super awkward, too. So it was really weird seeing her be, like, super smooth with him.
Yeah, like, confident.
Yeah, like, oh, yeah, I did make this cake for you. Do you want a piece? I mean, you know. Like, it was so weird seeing her like that.
Great acting, though.
Right.
I love her one-liners, and her timing
is very
funny.
She is. Mm-hmm. She's a great actress.
She really is.
And she wears really cute clothes.
Oh.
I, like, loved all of their outfits this
season. My favorite outfit she wore this episode was the leather skirt with the pink top and pink sweater. I thought that was so cute.
That was super cute.
We love it.
We absolutely
love
it.
Wardrobe department.
Send us the clothes.
I know. Send them to us when you're done. Going on, I guess, Benji stays the night, and then the next day, Sophia goes off to work.
Work.
The
car dealership.
I mean, she's, like, sitting at the car dealership eating donuts and going on Wi-Fi, like.
Why would you pick the car dealership?
Because free Wi-Fi and donuts.
Yeah, I would go there for free donuts and Wi-Fi.
The car dealership.
It's also more spacious than a Starbucks.
I mean, that's true.
Oh, and you have to spend money at a Starbucks.
Yeah, yeah, but what do they ask you to do at a car dealership?
Nothing.
Nothing. You kind of just sit in the donuts. Waiting room and you just watch TV.
They probably feel bad for you.
Like, maybe.
Maybe.
It was just a little weird.
I'm going to weigh in on this real quick.
Yeah. Yes.
I have friends that are like the biggest just cheapskate kind of people.
Uh-huh.
That when they didn't have any money and they didn't want to hang out at the apartment, they either go to the mall and get free samples from every booth in the mall and then... By the time they made their thing around it, they would have new people on shift where they could get more free samples from around the mall. And they used to go to car dealerships and just hang out and drink coffee and eat whatever free sample they have, candy or whatever, and just be like, oh, yeah, man, I really like the cars. They're really cool. Oh, test drive? Sure. And just go to different car dealerships in the valley.
Oh, my gosh, that's really funny. So they do ask you about buying a car. They don't just let you sit there in peace, right?
You sit there in peace, and you say, oh, yeah, somebody's already been helping me. And you're like, yeah, I'm just really thinking about it.
So, Steven, you've done this.
I have not done this.
You sound like a pro, Steven.
I actually think that's quite savvy. I mean,
that is.
If you don't have money and you want to eat a donut, car dealership.
Car dealership.
Now we know.
Yeah, because we qualify for this.
Yeah.
No money loves donuts.
Yeah.
Sounds right.
Or you can go to Costco.
And sample.
And do their, samples.
I want to see Gabby and Sophia go to Costco.
And sample the food. That'd be hilarious. So, Sophia leaves for work, and then Benji kind of asks Gabby out on a date.
Which, did you guys, sorry.
No, go for it.
Did you guys think he was asking her on a date? Because I didn't.
No. Not at all.
Either. I don't think it's a date unless he said, will you go out with me?
Yeah.
He said, will you come with me?
Yes.
And so it's a totally different thing. Like, he thought Sophia was working. Who else is he going to ask to go
exactly.
with him? Like, I was like, she took this the total wrong way.
Right.
Embarrassing.
I agree.
I mean, know what you think, because, I mean, the wording's so similar, but I would get the hint that it's not a date.
Yeah.
But, you know, I want to know what everyone else thinks.
That's true. So, tweet at us, or use the hashtag, I guess, ABTV, Young and Hungry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Let us know. But I totally thought that he just asked her as a friend.
Yeah.
Me too.
Yeah.
Gabby.
I know. Freaking Gabby. So, she goes to work. So, Gabby goes to work now, and then she asks Yolanda if she should do it. And Yolanda was just like, what did she say? She was like...
She said, like, one time.
Yeah.
If you go one time.
You gotta try it before you buy it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Another car dealer reference.
I didn't realize that.
Me either. I just realized. But they have a lot of, like, references throughout episodes. They're really good with that stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, like the closet thing.
Right.
Gabby said, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And when she was like, I wish he was straight with me.
Or,
Yeah, that was great. I mean, so what did you guys think of Yolanda's advice to her? Like, if Gabby were coming to you asking you if she should do it, what would you have said?
See, I think she knows how Gabby is. So even if that's what Yolanda would tell a normal person, mm-hmm. I don't think she should give the same advice to Gabby. I think she should have said, like, well, if it really bothers Sophia, don't go out with him. But... Did Gabby tell her the backstory of, like, how he just said, will you come with me? She didn't, right? So, yeah.
She kind of just said, he asked me out, should I go?
Mm-hmm. I mean, if she would have said the whole story, Yolanda probably would have been like, that doesn't sound like a date, so just go.
Right.
But, I mean, yeah, either way, I think it was fine that she went because it wasn't a date.
Yeah.
But the fact that she thought it was and then, like, alluded to that to Sophia, that's when it, like, crossed the line. But... I don't think Yolanda really knew the advice she was giving would actually, like, push her in the wrong direction.
Yeah.
So, I think she was trying to help.
Yeah, I wouldn't have gone. I think if it's your best friend, like, it's one thing if it's an acquaintance, but your best friend, she says don't. Like, I would just hang out with the both of them and, like, get to know him better that way.
Right.
And then maybe Sophia would, like, see something and be like, okay, you know, you're kind of right. Like, why don't you go out?
Yeah.
Instead of, like... disobeying her and doing that.
Well, later on when he comes to pick her up at 7, like, he compliments her, and that kind of, I felt like that was leading her on a little bit.
Yeah, I agree.
Just 'cause
a little bit.
Yeah.
But he said, what did he say? That's like a sexy outfit or something.
Yeah.
I don't know. Is it weird for a guy to use the word sexy in that? Like, he said it so, like, nonchalantly.
Yeah.
Like, he says it to everyone.
Because he didn't mean it sexually.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. It seemed like something he says all the time. So, to me, I would be like, that's kind of weird.
Yeah, she didn't pick up on any of these signals.
She didn't. Yeah.
She didn't. She was just so infatuated with him.
Yeah.
Which, why?
Right. Right, okay, so that's, like, I mean, not to be mean, but that was also another thing. I feel like Sophia's really cute.
Yeah.
She deserves a cute brother. And he just wasn't, I mean,
there were so many actors that could have played her cute brother.
Yeah.
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 I mean, let's just leave it at that.
Yeah, let's just leave it at that. But actually, going back a little bit, when, Gabby was in the apartment with Josh and Yolanda and Elliot, and they were talking about his bachelor party, which Josh and Yolanda didn't know they had to plan.
No.
But Elliot was talking about how he's on this thing called Yo Fellas.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is like a dating app. And he's like, yeah, I mean, I still have it, because he just wanted to, like, be confident or whatever, right? So, and then, like, we also heard the little ringtone. And then going forward, when Gabby tells Benji to go out into the hallway and press the elevator door, we hear that Benji also has the app.
It was surprising.
It was very surprising.
I mean, I feel like there were some signs that he was gay, but it was still surprising. Also, when he was waiting for the elevator, he said, I'm so happy I moved to San Francisco. Did he move to San Francisco?
Yeah, yeah, I thought he was visiting, but he said move.
Yeah, weird.
I think so, because doesn't he work for the mayor of San Francisco? Or, like, I mean, they just said he worked for the mayor.
Yeah, they didn't say where.
Yeah, his name is Edley.
Edley.
Classic. Classic mayor name.
So, I don't know. I mean, we can talk about that more in predictions, but maybe Benji won't leave. Mm. And he'll be on other episodes.
Maybe. That's a... I wasn't even thinking about that.
Also, back, like, on the Elliot topic, I just feel bad they forgot to plan his party.
I know, oh, but yeah, what I know. Kind of type A personality plans the exact date you're having your friends throw you your bachelor party?
Well, because he said they were having it at the same time, so Alan went to Vegas, so then he would have one here. That makes sense.
But didn't he say it was a surprise bachelor party, or no?
No, he planned it. Oh. Josh said you forgot to remind me, so you know he told them.
Okay. Oh, that's very true.
I guess it makes more sense to plan the date and not have it be a surprise.
Yeah.
Okay. I thought he was saying, like, have my surprise bachelor party on this day.
No, I don't think that was it.
Okay.
I think they just forgot and they were bad friends.
Maybe they did forget.
Well, I think they forgot. Yeah.
It just made me sad. Like, Elliot loves a good party, and you only get one bachelor party. Fingers crossed.
Hopefully. Mm-hmm. Fingers crossed for Elliot.
Yeah.
But I feel like he'll... Yo, fellas.
Yeah.
Also, I just feel like it was very disrespectful of him to have that app. Mm-hmm. Like, if you're engaged, why do you have a dating app on your phone?
Right.
Like, just, he said, like, he likes to know that other people want him. You shouldn't need that.
He's basically been the worst fiancé.
He is.
Yeah. Did you watch last fiancé? Week? Well, he was bad. wasn't a good fiancé. So, I want him to step up his game.
Alan is such a good fiancé.
He's so great to Josh.
Mm-hmm. I think he's just very insecure about himself.
That could be it.
Yeah.
Also, we were saying, I was telling Michelle that I recently started watching Entourage, and his character is my absolute favorite in that show. I'm sure you've seen it, because
I'm
late to the game. But he's amazing.
He's so
funny.
And
it just makes me love this character so much more, because I feel like they're so similar.
They are very similar. Mm-hmm. Except he's not an assistant.
Yeah, he's a publicist. Well,
yeah.
So, like,
same.
It, like, has a lot of crossover.
Yeah. It's like a promotion.
Yeah, there you go. Mm-hmm. It is like a promotion. Mm-hmm. So, moving forward, Benji and Gabby go back to her apartment, and she obviously is still taking things the wrong way. And he's, like, sitting down, and he's just like, I have to tell you something. And she's like, me too. And she just, like, kisses him.
I know.
That was so unexpected, I feel like.
Me too?
I was like,
why would she do that?
Like, I don't... She was just so weird this episode.
Yeah.
I mean, I get... Like, grown women have needs, but, like, come on, Gabby, that is your best friend's brother.
Yeah. I know, after she told you not to go out with him, let alone kiss him.
Right.
And if you have needs, just get Josh drunk again.
Right.
And hook up with him.
Or get a dating app.
Yeah.
Like Elliot. Mm-hmm.
I know. The whole episode was a little off to me.
Mm-hmm. I just feel like everything also moved very quickly.
Yeah.
I agree with that.
Yeah, and then, I mean, obviously they were caught.
because
it's a television show, like, why wouldn't you get caught? Yeah. And I was kind of, like, mad that Benji just didn't tell the both of them at the same time. Because at that point, like, I mean, everyone who's watching knows.
Yeah.
And...
I mean, I'm just mad he didn't tell Sophia from the beginning. Right. Like, I get if you want to tell her in person, and it kind of sounded like they hadn't seen each other in a while.
Mm-hmm.
But that's, like, that's a huge part of your life, and I feel like they seem pretty close, and I don't like that they kept such a big secret.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't either. I mean, I understand that it's hard for some people to, like, kind of just come to terms with that.
Yeah.
But it's, like, it sounded like he was ready.
Yeah. Yeah, because he said he had been in the closet for a long time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And when he was about to tell Gabby, like, I was kind of surprised he wouldn't tell Sophia first.
Yeah.
Because he hasn't seen Gabby in so long.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I guess everyone deals with it in their own way.
Right.
But in the end, he came out.
He did.
And it was good.
Yeah.
Must have been a relief for him.
Mm-hmm.
And everything got thrown out there, like Sophia's unemployment.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I don't know why she was so scared to tell her parents. Like, you lost your job. Like, you'll get a new one.
Yeah,
like,
that happens.
Like, why would they be upset with her?
Right.
Yeah, she's such a go-getter.
She is. You're right. Well, I mean, hopefully in the next... I mean, we can say that for predictions, but hopefully in the near future, she'll find a job.
Yeah.
But yeah, so, I mean, that kind of sums everything up.
Yeah.
Gabby just... she doesn't necessarily out him, but... She kind of alludes to it when she talks to Sophia because Sophia was so mad at her. And then, yeah, I mean, do you guys have anything else to add?
I don't know. I was just really disappointed with Gabby's behavior of this episode.
Me too.
And I hope it improves.
Yeah, I'm definitely excited for next week. And I definitely think we'll see an improvement. It was kind of a weird storyline. Like, usually there's more comedy involved. And I felt like it was like they were trying to, like, touch on,
like a
subject.
Difficult subject. But they... They didn't necessarily go about it the wrong way. It was just all really weird.
It was just weird. That's the only way to describe it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Should we talk about predictions?
Yes, let's go into some predictions.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Want to check it out?
Sure.
Well, I don't think he's going to move to... San Francisco, her brother, just because of kind of how disappointing this episode was.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't think the storyline could go much
further if he went there.
Yeah, much further. So, I think that might even just been a mistake that he said he was moving. Maybe he just meant visiting. But if he does move, maybe he just will appear in, like, one more episode.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because he'll have his own life. And then, because we didn't see so much Yolanda and Josh this episode, I'm thinking next week we'll get more from them, which I love. I love them both so much. Mm-hmm. I love Yolanda. I think she is
the bee's knees.
I think she's so great.
Her
fashion game has also stepped up this
season.
Yeah, she looks great.
She's no longer wearing those Express Portofino shirts. She's, like, wearing really cute dresses now.
She is. That is so perfect.
Yes.
That's so funny. And then we, like, have touched on this every week, but I still want to see Gabby and Sophia go out for, like, a girls' night on the town really badly.
I agree. I definitely think now that Sophia's single, I'm hoping what happens is she, like, gets a job, and then they celebrate by going out.
Yeah.
And so hopefully we'll see that. I don't want Benji to be back.
He can
stay away. That's fine. And... Yeah, I obviously like episodes that include more Josh, so I hope that he's back next episode and we see, like, a storyline with him.
I think so, too. I think those are great predictions, and I agree with all of them.
Okay, perfect.
Perfect. So tell everyone where they can find you on social media.
You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Britta_Garso.
And you guys can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Carly_Garso.
And you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at _MichelleFee.
Thanks, guys.
See you later.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.